Fuck, I'm gonna restart. Okay.
Okay. Everybody, and welcome to the Collision Shack. With me, I have Travis Fletcher.
And with me on my right side, Elijah Martin.
So, last week's episode.
That's a joke.
Last week's episode got a little ribald.
Yeah.
A little bit too political for my taste.
A little bit.
When Travis went on the 30-minute tirade about, and I'm just going to say it. Mexican people in the White House.
Oh, all right. That is. I said.
Listen,
that.
They heard it last week, so
you're right.
There's no hiding it.
Man,
and
it's been a crazy 2 years.
It's been a crazy 2 years.
Crazy.
So first things first, we want to know, how are you doing in all these 2 years? You, the viewer, you, the audience.
Yeah, like how's it going?
So we'll just go radio silent for 45 seconds, and that's where you can sort of fill in the blanks with your response to us. I forgot about that.
Okay. Oh, no.
I pulled it on accident.
Oh,
oops.
No. Okay. Maybe
I should. Here, okay, let me adjust. I'll come.
All right. So,
closer.
we got some new improvements in the Collision Shack.
First of all, we now record out of a full studio.
Yes, it's an entire studio.
We have Dave on the mixing.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. We have Paul, our director.
Yeah, Paul, our director.
James, our head writer, is also in the room with us today.
Barbara, our producer.
We have Gabe from the insurance company here he's just sitting in on this episode.
He's just making sure we're not too crazy, you know?
And then we have Jeffrey, who we invited to stay after he delivered our sandwiches.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thanks,
man,
Jeff.
These are good. So good. I asked for no tomatoes, though, so.
Fuck you, Jeffrey. Get out of here.
Fuck you.
I asked for no tomatoes.
Tomatoes are nasty. All right,
tomatoes
are
gross.
Yeah, so I am 20 now.
That's true.
I'm 20 years old.
I'm also 20.
I know, but it's like...
I'm not.
It's not that much different than 18, really.
No.
My voice sounds very similar.
Your face looks very similar.
I have long hair now, though.
That is
true. I do look a lot cooler.
As I've maintained for years, you would look better with long hair.
Yes.
And who was right all along?
And you were right, and I was wrong. But I still hate having long hair. I'm not going to deny it looks good.
I have long hair, too. I've had it for a little bit longer than you have. And, I also hate having to take care of it. It fucking sucks.
Like, I have to learn things like dry shampoo. Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
I don't do that.
What is dry shampoo? How do you remove oils from your head?
Dry shampoo.
Without rinsing it.
My girlfriend actually showed me dry shampoo.
I wash my hands without rinsing them. The fuck does that mean?
It's dry soap and water. just powdered on your hands.
Just add water. Just add water soap.
Instant water. Just add water.
It's just minerals.
So, you know what
vitamins are?
I got the old cans on over here.
Yeah.
I heard that term and now I've started using it. I thought it was, oh my God.
Okay, just ignore it. Just continue talking.
I heard that term and for headphones.
The cans?
Putting on the old cans. It's so stupid, but I thought it was funny. I've been using it. Hey, Travis.
What's up?
Can I interest you in a would you rather?
Yes, I would love to.
Yeah, that's the waiting music.
It's the would you rather song.
That's the would you rather song?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I could.
It's like, it doesn't even have like a discernible melody. It's just like. I guess, but it's like.
It's just there, you know? All right, hit me with it.
Okay, would you rather have teleportation but never be able to access the internet again? Or have unlimited free access to all media but be a paraplegic?
Obviously the teleportation and no internet.
Wow.
Because you could just have all the money you want. You can teleport into a bank. Have you seen Jumper? It's the entire premise. They don't use the internet in that damn film.
Okay. Okay, but okay, now let me strike you with this bit here. You teleport to Hamburg, Germany. Okay. You teleport to Hamburg, Germany. You see a mural of the Beatles, and you think, "Oh man, what was the Beatles' first number one single? Where the fuck are you going to figure that out?
Right, but...
What, are you going to go to a library and look it up in a book?
I can teleport.
Good luck.
Can I tell... yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
That is something that you... The internet... Where would you teleport to figure out that information?
A library, I guess.
I guess a Beatles expert office.
Like, just be like, hello? He's like, what the... Hey.
I just want to know, what was the Beatles' first number one single?
He's like, Paige, can you... Paige, can you come in and bring the guns? Oh, no. I just need to know what the single was. I'm sorry. What would the answer to that be?
You know what? I should know, but I don't. I know what their first single was.
What was it?
Love Me Do.
Love Me Do.
In 1962.
Well.
And their first U.S. single and their second U.K. single was Please Please Me. But I don't know if that was number one single. And I guess he'd probably ask where, in the U.K. or in the U.S.
Like, that's what he would do. But he's not... What's this bothering me about this theoretical thing is, like, he's not perplexed how I just appeared in his office.
He gets it. He gets it.
He looks at me. He's like, "Would you rather?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's
yeah,
like,
it's
fuck.
A fuck. Yeah, yeah. I've been there. How do you think I became a Beatles historian?
Oh, dude. Fucking, I met the Beatles. I teleported around. Instead,
that's
of,
true. You could just fucking teleport to 1963.
I don't. You can.
Figure it out. But you see my point.
Right.
That internet. You're lounging on your couch and you're like, "Oh shit, what was the first movie to earn $1 million at the box office?" Where are you gonna find that out?
Well, I'm thinking a little bit more into it. Do you know how, like, there's always superpowers? You have superpowers, right? Or it's like a genie.
Yes.
Superpowers, but there's always a stipulation. Like, you can teleport anywhere you want, but it's in respective to the galaxy. So you have to get the correct coordinates in retrospect to the time of where the Earth was, or else you just teleport, you know, in the middle of space. So you would never teleport because you'd be afraid. You'd just teleport into space.
Yeah, because once you're in space, that's it, baby.
Or you'd be an inch off and your legs are stuck in the ground. Or you'll be 10 feet off. Or
10 feet. Or you're
20
you're,
feet and you'll just fall
you're
to
an
death.
Inch off the other way and your feet are in the ground.
Yes.
And oh, you, so or you can see literal exact coordinates.
Yes. You,
it's, that, like, it's impossible.
I have teleportation, but I can never teleport.
You'd have to have, like, a Z-axis as well to figure out where, like, the curve of the Earth, like, you needed to...
But, like, in retrospect of what? To the sun or to the center of the universe? Like,
I don't know.
Of the observable universe.
Because what I'm thinking is that you teleport to the right place on Earth, but not the right, like, you're, like, you, like, teleport on your back, I guess. So that wouldn't be that bad. Or on your head.
Or you have a bubble that disintegrates everything that's within it. So, like, instead of, like, it's just, like, so if you teleport in a building, like, between a wall, it'll disintegrate or instantly vaporize whatever's sitting there.
And if
it's like you teleport, you're like
space, the bubble will keep you safe.
Sure. For the moment, it'll remove the void and then it'll pop. No. But, like, what if you're, like, teleport to, like, a family event and you just cut Johnny in half? Like, ah, Johnny,
we're so happy that you're going to serve our U.S. military. Yeah. He's, like, in pieces.
Johnny.
Everyone claps in chairs. Turns out Johnny was a serial rapist and this was all a ploy just to kill him.
Johnny
and
was
he
actually
just did the job.
He was the next Hitler, and everyone knew that. They named him Hitler.
Johnny Hitler, they called him.
Johnny.
So you are just going to have that track playing in the background, aren't you?
I mean, I can turn it off, but it's I think we need something to, like, discern, like, a portion of the podcast. Like, this is a would you rather portion.
Okay,
we,
it's experimental. We're experimenting here.
I don't know.
I get it.
I'm surprised this works. Let's see when my mixer comes in, if it gets worse.
What if you listen to the podcast back and that's, like, three times louder than you think it is?
Honestly, you probably can't even hear it right now.
We can just barely hear it.
It's like at -5 decibels right now. There you go. You can probably hear it. But I feel like it's kind of distracting to me, personally.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, you like it?
No, well, no, I guess a little lower is better.
Okay, all right. We always got different ones, too.
I tell you what, man. People in this city... They're the worst
Las
drivers.
Las Vegas, Nevada is where we are.
They are the worst. Okay, I'm not going to say that because I haven't really driven anywhere else, really. But my God, some of the worst shit I've ever... It's like people here, or maybe everywhere.
Right.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like they when something unexpected happens, their first reaction is to lock up. Like, they don't...
Just,
like,
freeze.
Yeah, like... I don't even know. Here's one thing that happened to me. Not about them locking up, but I was pulling out of a parking lot of a shop, and right when you pull out of this, I keep my plosives are Right when you pull out of this shop, it's a there's a light like right there. So you turn right, mm-hmm. and the light is maybe 10 feet away from you, mm-hmm. more like 20 feet away from you. And so there was someone who turned right before me, and the light was green, so they were gonna go, but it turned yellow like right away. So they had to slow down kind of quickly, and so they slowed down way past the walk. And so their car was like probably even a little bit past the crosswalk, the right. front of their car.
Okay, so they're definitely breaking the law by just existing there.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But you know, whatever. That light goes really quick. They're probably gonna. But then, I guess they're wanting to go or whatever. So they inch forward.
They're like, still going forward on
the
red light.
They inch forward a little bit, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, okay, whatever. And then like 2 seconds later, they inch forward more. They're like in the intersection at this point. And then so I have no idea what the fuck they're doing. I guess they just really want they really need to get through this light. And then so a third time before the light turns green, she does it again. And I just happened to catch there was a woman, and. She's like practically literally sitting in the intersection at this point. And then the fucking light turns. And this is not, I didn't make this up. The light fucking turned green and she sat there for maybe 2 seconds, 2 or 3 seconds.
Like she was on her phone in the middle of the intersection.
I was like, what the fuck? Like you were inching forward that whole time. Then when the light turns green, she just, it would stop.
Like, yes. That happens all the fucking time. And it bothers me to no avail. Like, okay, do you know how there's the rules to the road, and then there's courtesy rules that kind of break the law, but it just makes
the unspoken rules.
It makes traffic easier. It makes just assuming stuff.
Like on a yellow blinking light pulling forward into the intersection.
Yeah.
That's not a law. You're not actually supposed to do that.
Yeah, it's actually illegal to obstruct traffic by sitting in the middle, but it helps you to go whatever. The point I'm trying to make is when people stop at a stop sign, and it's like I got there – or like I got there first, but the guy on the left side got there way before me.
Sure.
Instead of like, you know, cross traffic, just going like this way, like, and then perpendicular, then that way, then mm-hmm. this way, and that way. It's good for the podcast to be, you know, saying this and that.
Yeah, you visual like, comment.
Going straight and then going perpendicular to my direction. They'll wait for me to go, so it'll be perpendicular, me go, and then they go. So just fucking go. Even if you don't come to a complete stop, just go. You don't need to come to a complete fucking stop. Just make traffic easy. You'll get a couple seconds ahead on your travel time, and I wait the same amount of time. It doesn't matter.
Oh, fuck. I was about to say something that I started coughing.
Oh, sounds great.
One thing, what I do is that if there's a car that it's their turn to go and I'm pulling up next to them, I am also going. I don't care what other fucking car. I mean, it's the same,
it's the same
result
direction.
For everyone.
Yes. It just makes
But people don't get that.
No.
And, dude, the parking lots here are fucked. And it, like, oh my God, people don't know how to drive in parking lots. Okay, so you know when you're coming off the 95, getting to my house,
okay.
and you're taking the Buffalo X that's right before Durango,
right?
Okay, and someone's gonna track me down.
Okay,
no, but you're taking the Buffalo exit. You know what I'm talking about? You can also in that same exit you can interchange the 215.
Okay, yes.
So you have to be in this lane. So I was getting in that lane, and when you get into the actual Buffalo side, and it gets to the part where you're getting on the exit, it's just one lane.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this big curve there. You have to slow down. And I was going, I guess, kind of fast or whatever. So when I was slowing down, I used the shoulder of the road to my right to, you know, just to use it to turn. And while I was doing that, using that shoulder, a fucking truck passed me.
While you were
turning. In my lane, just because I was using the shoulder so there was enough room for him to pass. Literally a 2 or 3 second exchange going around that thing while I was in the shoulder. And then, like, always, because I had to turn left at that light, I got all the way over, and they like, but he was there, and I didn't see because I just expected no one to be there because it's a one lane road. But in that, I couldn't even believe it was a gigantic truck. In the fucking 2 seconds
like
I was using the shoulder,
bit.
He fucking surged ahead of me, and then he started honking at me. And I was like, what the fuck? How did you even get there? So at first I thought, wow, I really fucked up there. Jesus Christ, I had to just go forward in the light because I was like, wow, I really fucked up there. But then I thought about it, and I was like, no, I didn't.
No.
He shouldn't have been there. How did he get there?
Fuck that guy.
It was so crazy. I couldn't fucking believe it. People, man. That guy probably thinks he's an expert driver.
He's probably like, oh, man, people go so slow. I mean, the reason why accidents happen is because people are in a rush all the time.
Yeah.
And just don't be in a rush, people. Just
come on. Hey, just
stop.
Slow down.
Stop and smell the roses. Fuck, I don't know.
You're trying to look for a fucking stinger. This one's so good.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to... Joe's Tavern.
That's exactly
what... I was thinking Moe's Tavern.
Moe's
Tavern. I don't watch The Simpsons, but I was thinking Moe's Tavern. I just had to change it real quick.
Oh, that doesn't fade out, apparently.
Welcome to, you're okay. Supposed to click the fade out button.
Well, no, some of them fade out. If all right, whatever. It's cool.
Welcome
whatever.
To Joe's Tavern. We got Jimmy on the piano.
Go, Jimmy.
Hit the piano, Jimmy.
He knows one song.
You know, yeah, Jimmy, we don't pay him well.
No, he just knows, you know.
But he knows
how
to play that song very well.
It's almost like he is not playing. Do you know what? Johnny's asleep right now. Who the fuck
what
is
the fuck? Jimmy's asleep.
No, it's one of those pianos that, like, blow air through the paper, and it just plays on its own.
Blow air through the paper?
That's why. It's just a coil.
So I got a job recently.
Your first job?
My first, not technically, job. But basically.
Do you feel the responsibility? Like, do you feel, like, internally having to be responsible for waking up?
Well, and yeah, dude, and being all my shifts are in the early
and
morning.
And people are relying on,
like,
you, more or less.
I'll be in there 4 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. Actually, on Thursday and Friday, I'm doing overnight shifts.
Can we say where you work?
I don't mind.
You sure?
Kohl's.
Okay. He works at Kohl's, a clothing store.
A Kohl's.
And you're a temporary, right?
Yeah, I'm seasonal technically. I'm sure they'll take me on there. I'm gonna be eating those words when they fucking fire me in early January.
Right. Next week, I got fired. They didn't need this stuff.
You know what about Kohl's, though? I was expecting, because, I mean, most retail environments are pretty shitty,
mm-hmm.
garbage, naturally. With managers who are our assholes and employees and coworkers who are dickheads.
Naturally.
But straight up, everyone there is super, super nice. All the managers seem like they know what they're doing. They're like
there's organization.
Yeah, there's great organization, great, really good staff morale. They're like, all of their shit online works perfectly. Like, they have an app where I can manage all my shifts and everything. And it's like very good. And yeah, dude, they're like on
top
of their shit.
You can do your job at your job?
Yeah.
Well, let me let you know what this. I work at an Office Depot, right? Where it's the actual opposite of that. We have these, you know, most stores have like these like hybrid iPhone kind of scanners.
Yeah, I have one.
To,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
check inventory and stuff
those.
Like that.
Bluebirds,
we call it Mobies or like handhelds or whatever. And Mobies. Never
mobiles.
Mobiles. Never has it been correct, and it's completely useless. We used to have this little brick you attached to like an iPod Touch to like scan. Then they're like, you know, let's just get rid of that completely. So now you have to, instead of just bloop, scan something, you now have to open up the camera, point it at the barcode, wait like 3 seconds because it's not focusing right.
Oh my God.
And it's like, it's not focusing right. And it's like, okay, all right. So you kind of like, you clean the lens or whatever, you point at it, it goes bloop. Oh, it didn't read it right.
Jesus,
you scan it again,
Christ.
Do the same process. And then it finally comes up. You're like, okay, cool. And how we have to do like inventory and inventory adjustments and what's called outs is we scan like items that aren't on the shelf. We see if we have them in stock. We find them, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
There's like thousands of items that we have
Jesus
to do that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So this week or month that they decided to get rid of these bricks on the phone was complete hell. And it was taking 4 hours to do these outs. What they're called. It should only take like an hour. And we were getting shit from management. Like, why are you taking so long? We're like, That's just one example of many examples where corporate's just like, let's save some money. And
I was
just
pleasantly surprised.
It destroys. I'm envious a little bit.
No, yeah, seriously. I was pleasantly surprised. I thought, oh, man, here's time to go. Especially because
– time to go to work.
Like Matthew worked at Avon's for a little while, and he told me fucking
Matthew is
horror
your brother.
Horror stories about the shit he had to go through when he was working there.
But you're working clothing, not like stocking.
I'm working at
food.
No. Well, if I'm coming in early in the morning, which probably 80% of my shifts early morning,
I didn't realize, and you told me earlier, is that there is a food section of Kohl's.
It's secret. You
it
have
is.
To find it. Now, and listen, you're gonna go up to an employee in Kohl's. You're gonna be like, hey, can I see your food section? They're gonna play dumb. You need to pray because if you press them enough, they'll fucking tell you.
Yeah,
but
you have
try
to
do it when there's no other customers around. Do it on the just say you just whisper. Listen, I know about the food section. Can you just point me in the right direction? And he'll if he sees that you're clued in, he'll tell you.
If you get to, it's the key is being confident in knowing. Like letting him know
that
section is there.
Exactly.
If you were to like, hey, is there a section? He'd be like, no. But if you're like,
tell you no.
You're like, hey, where's the section for the food? And they're like, oh, yeah, right over in the back. Yeah. So this is how you have to go up to him.
They want all the time. So there's a food section of Kohl's that the employees don't want you to shop at. Corporate has told them, don't let people shop here. There is items there to
buy.
They
lose money.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Oh my
it's,
God.
It's one of those things that they advertise to bring people in, but they don't want people to spend money on it.
It's just hot dogs.
it's just
beefy ones.
Just a bunch of jars of pickled hot dogs.
Ew.
Just like
Can you pickle a hot dog?
I mean, that's what they are. They're pickled in their own water, ew, right? That's
fucking
what,
nasty.
It's just pickled hot
dogs. Don't get me started on hot dogs, dude. Those things are gross. I mean, I like a good hot dog, but it has to be grilled. Or hot yeah, dogs no, it has to be grilled because they're fucking gross, right? And it has to be like, Hebrew National because I don't like
Hebrew National.
Yeah, dude, it's
them Hebrews are doing something right.
Obviously, you're a testament to their willpower and strength.
It's because I'm Jewish. It's a joke.
It's a joke. Do you have a?
That's the one I wanted to click when I.
Oh.
When I wanted to say, hey, where's the food section?
No, sorry, restart the bit.
All right. This is the scene. I'm walking into Kohl's right now. I approach a Kohl's representative. Hey, where's
no food section, sir. Please don't ask again.
All right. I'm just gonna go in the back corner. Is that close?
To
where the food section might be.
Listen, sir. I'm going to gesture to this side of the store just to let you know. There's great deals going on in that corner of the store.
Yeah, I get that there's great deals, but where are those deals with food? I mean, I know it's there.
Specifically, I would say we have one of them left. It looks like it'd fit you perfect. It's a medium. It's a blue sweatshirt.
Okay, no, that's not what I'm talking
about. No. It's hanging up right next to a blank wall.
Oh, interesting.
And on the shirt, it says...
HTDG? What? Do I ask?
Hot dog.
HTDG. I hate you. We're done
terrible.
With this bit.
Can we never, ever, ever, ever roleplay a bit again?
I love roleplaying bits.
Unless it's just in the moment. I don't want to set up music.
No. It's good. It's like Dungeons and Dragons. You're walking into a tavern. Hey.
Give me a beer. 10 gold, please.
I'm wiping a glass.
Okay, I'll play every character and you play I'll play the person walking in and the bartender and everyone else and you play a person sitting at the bar.
Okay.
This here is my bar, let me tell you what.
Holy shit.
And then everyone is getting in kind of upset. And then the bar owner goes, hold on, it is his bar, he owns it.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I learned something new today.
One beer, please. Coming right up.
That guy looks really weird.
Mm-mm. I love me some beer. Man. Hey, there's my friend Jenny over in that corner table.
Wow, Jenny looks pretty fucking hot, actually.
Hey, how you doing, beer, Jenny? Please? Oh, hey, it's really good to see you.
I really like my bit in this. I like that I have a role in this.
Yeah, I think you add a great ambiance to the piece.
You know, like, I'm just background chatter.
Excuse me.
Do you have another would you
rather? Yeah, I was going to say, would you like to hear one? Because I do got another one.
Let's go. Hit me with it. This is the would you rather.
And I would have mentioned who posted that because I'm on Reddit getting these would you rathers.
Yeah, that's
but,
not.
But
his
account was deleted.
Oh, Mr. Okay, deleted. This post, he posts a lot.
This post looks like it's also non-extant because it's not pulling up. It looked funny though.
Okay. Are these links from like 2 years ago?
207 days. Well, because remember we kind of tried a little while ago.
We failed again.
We failed. Okay, would you rather? Right. Would you, Travis, would you rather
I would
be able to give anyone you choose a severe toothache and while they're in pain, they can't use their legs at all? Or be able to fly, but while you're flying, you're completely blind.
Okay, so what the first one is just the power to make people
hurt,
paraplegic.
Have pain, and then be a paraplegic.
And then the second part is to just be able to jump really high. Because you wouldn't be able to go anywhere once you're in the air. You'd be able to scale up.
I don't know. Well, no, I think if you can, like, maybe... God, I just don't know. Maybe get, like, a Google assistant. Yeah. It's like... You know,
can you hold somebody while you're flying?
Oh, that... Yeah, they're, well, I think...
So
yeah,
can
no,
I
that's perfect.
Can I strap
get
you
someone
to my
on your back and then start flying. They're your eyes.
They're like, hey, turn left.
Make sure it's not one of your friends, though. They're going to prank you.
But the joke's on them. If you crash into something or get hurt in any way, they're falling, too.
Hey, go ahead, turn right. Oh, turn right? Yeah. Oh, there was a big old telephone pole there, Jerry.
And then you get the dust cloud, like.
Yeah.
Because now Johnny's dead and Johnny's friend.
And Johnny, no, his Johnny broke the fall.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, Johnny.
It was a good ride.
It was a great ride.
Or make someone a paraplegic. And their tooth hurt.
Yeah. We didn't even choose one for their last one.
Did we? Hold on. I think I did.
Maybe I didn't. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
But
I think I'd
definitely do the toothache. It'd be fun. Oh my God. Actually, you know
what? Is it permanent?
No, yeah, I think the toothache probably lasts just a few minutes.
Because if it was permanent, that'd be fucking terrible. So if
because then that would just be their legs can't work forever. What if they always have a toothache?
What if like you approached a paraplegic and you're like, do you want to see something cool? And then you're like, boom. They're like,
you do the power on them. They stand up like, oh my God, my tooth doesn't hurt anymore. It's hurt for years, ever since the accident.
Nice.
So it works reverse.
Well, no. So what I was going to say is you find a paraplegic. You go to paraplegicrus.com. You find it local paraplegic. You go up to him. You're like, hey, what's up, bro? He's already sitting at the cafe. You don't know what he's doing. You go up to him. And you're like, hey, you want to see something really cool? Boom. And they're like, all right, well, my tooth kind of hurts. And you're like, oh, yeah, haha, and your legs don't work. They're like, what? And they're like, yeah, your legs don't work.
I know my
now,
legs don't
now
work.
I'm a quadriplegic because he couldn't use his arms.
Oh.
So now you've just quadruplied
so
him.
So the middle of his body but not his head or legs could work. His head or legs could work, but just the middle, his torso was off limits.
Yes. So now you've created a quadriplegic and now his tooth hurts and now you can't undo it.
How is he eating at the cafe or drinking?
That's why he was just already there. He's just—he's actually part of the service where he just constantly sits there and he just finds people to talk to through paraplegicrs.com.
Cripples RS.
It's a subsection. It's really cool. If you use a coupon code a collision shack one, you get 1% off on finding yourself a crippled online.
Use the coupon code cripple.
Use the coupon code collision shack one.
Use the coupon code shack one.
Shack one. And then they'll know that you came from the collision shack, and that'll be nice.
Hey, should we? You know how we came up with our name? Should we come up with monikers for ourselves, bastard? Should we come up with that's yours, bastard? Should we come up with monikers for ourselves?
Why
like the Wu-Tang name generator?
A Wu-Tang name. What would you be then?
Actually, I've looked up my Wu-Tang. Now I don't remember what it sucked. Oh. It wasn't good.
Did you use your real name and it generates it?
Yeah.
And then it.
Yeah.
Mine's Flesh Off the Beat, dude.
Flesh Off the Beat,
dude. That is it.
I guess
if I ever become DJ anything, EJ. DJ EJ,
yeah,
you know it's me. Flesh Off the Beat, a flesh scoop of ice cream.
Ew. God, I don't want to.
A flesh scoop of
Travi ice cream, nasty. Something's afoot.
Who's that?
Can you get like the four music new monster. Ones each time, and then we'll keep like we'll
just play around with the audio.
Yeah. Something's afoot. It has nothing. It doesn't pertain to our conversation at all.
But it's just, it's good. Like, if we ever need to start a conversation, like, hey, Elijah.
Yep.
I'm walking into an abandoned warehouse.
Do
I find?
Okay. You walk through, you walk right through the middle of the two double doors. You push them both wide open. And on the sides of the walls, lining the sides of the walls. Are pens and there's horses inside of the pens.
Oh, I'm just in a barn.
You entered a barn. You turn around, you see the barn house.
It's called Office Barn. It's called Office Barn. They sell horse stable stuff, horses and pens.
And yes,
it's called the Office Barn.
They sell horse and horse accessories.
Yes,
horses
like,
and horse accessories.
You know, like how those pesky little saddles, they never come with pen holders. You know, need
those,
a pen.
Yeah. How am I supposed to write something down while I'm riding my horse?
Right.
I see a beautiful rock. I want to remember the location.
Yes. You got to write down the general chords, you know?
I have to shave the message inside of my horse's back just to be able to remember where that fucking rock is. Okay. I got to say, if I had to choose one.
Are we still doing the fly thing?
Yeah, because we didn't decide.
You're right.
I think I'd do the toothache, definitely, because I've never had the.
If it was temporary, I would do the toothache.
I've never had the The want to fly. I never,
logistics would just be so hard to, you know.
And plus, I'm blind. Fuck out. That.
Just while you're flying, though, right?
But I, all of the time, I do want to cause minor pain to someone.
Yeah.
Like, literally all the time, like, I think, fuck that guy. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, I'm not going to hurt him
or something. But make his legs not work?
I don't give a shit. Yeah, that's fun.
How hilarious would it be if you're like, God, that guy cut me off?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He fucking crashes and dies.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious. Oh, and they, no one would know the, no one know better. It's like, he died with a toothache. It's mysterious. We got a toothache bandit. People are going around putting aches in tooths.
You know what? I would like to amend it and say that the person who you do it to knows it's you.
Oh,
like,
they know. Sense. They, oh, this is an old.
Yeah, like they're like, oh, what the fuck? That guy just gave me, like, I don't know how I know, but I know it was him that did
would
it.
Would you accept that?
No, I'd still do it.
Would you accept that, like, that power if everyone knew you had it? If everyone is just common knowledge. Elijah has the toothache, leg no work.
I feel like that should be applied to every would you rather. It, like, everyone in the world knows. Also knows you have slash can do that thing or slash do that
like,
thing.
Like, the teleportation one would just be awful. It would be Jumper. It'd be the plot of Jumper. Because people would be like, we can't have these people existing.
Yeah, true. Oh, or the plot
you,
of...
These damn would-you-rathers, like, you know, always creating things. Wow, that's probably... I can hear the audience. It's weird. It's so crazy. It's so weird. Do you hear the audience, too?
Oh, it's a two-way podcast? Fuck, that was funny. Where was it hospitals that would-you-rathers don't apply? Oh, because, yeah, after whatever happens to the would-you-rather, its effects are lifted while inside
right,
the hospital.
Right, we created the rules of it. Was that on the episodes we never released?
No, I think it was
It was called the would-you-rather demon. The would-you-rather demon has rules, and it's like, it's all right.
I think... It was no, I think it's just in one of the episodes that's already posted. Are we just gonna? Is this episode 12?
This is gonna be episode 11. This is gonna be episode 11.
That will shock people.
No, I'm not gonna. Or I can skip it.
What people if they get like, really into our show and then the 11th episode comes?
Hey guys,
what the fuck?
You're probably
this show
coming back.
Sucks now.
We've done like 400 of these, and you're coming back to this one, and this is like the shittiest one we've probably ever done ever.
Hey, future fans.
What do we? Do you know how like every podcast has like they call their fans something? Well, not every podcast. What should we even call the Shackalites? Nah,
that's okay. Actually,
the Shackalites
works a little. I mean, it's stupid, but it better than anything I could have come.
I'm probably
off
gonna
with.
Forget it and then change it. Have to refer to this.
The Collision Kids.
Shackalites. I mean, it's like what is it? Yes, I like Shackalite. It's just something that's you know not. How do you spell that? Shack-o-lite. L-I-T-E?
S-H-A-C-O. L-I-T-E.
Shack-O-Lite. Yeah. That's all right.
I figured like, or maybe actually S-H-A, this is not a good bit, C-O-L-Y-T-E. I don't know.
Shack-O-Lite, like it's the lift.
Like that's, well, that's how, like, I think that's how acolyte is spelled.
Acolyte?
Yeah.
A socialite. How does that spell?
I'm socialite spelled with an I.
Yeah, so then we should spell it like that.
I was going off of the acolytes from Destiny.
So do you know how like in the previous podcast we've developed like you could submit a question but no one ever did it, but what I'm going to do instead of having an email which we can no longer access because I couldn't remember the damn password.
Shit.
I'm just going to have like if you go to travisfletcher.com/collision shack there's going to be a submission form where you can type your name, your email and anything you want to say to us and we'll answer it. No one will ever do that.
Well, hey.
But eventually
my mom
it'll be there.
Will do that.
Your mom will?
If I ask
I'm
her
sure
to.
Someone will. I could probably get
I don't think she'd do it on her own, but if I ask her
you can
to.
Ask us. You can propose a would you rather. You can propose a question directed towards Elijah or I.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't mind having questions that fans submit and just seeing where that.
I mean, it's literally non-existent yet. But yes. You can also follow us on Instagram @CollisionShack, Twitter @CollisionShack, or you can, you know, just go to Elijah or I's respective Twitter accounts at Travis Fletcher or at.
Listen, you go follow Travis. You're going to get yourself a good daily dosage of comedy.
Comedy.
Some stupid stuff probably. A lot of the time. So, you go over to my page. It'll be cobwebs.
It'll be
cobwebs and strange, baby.
See, I try.
There's
I try.
Nothing there. Actually, I'd like to do a bit where I go through and read the 4 tweets I've ever tweeted out.
What is that? No, hold on. No, this is too much. It's this one. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I like this one. What is it, Elijah? What's your 4 tweets?
Well, actually, I just recently tweeted out 2 during the World Series because I love the World Series.
You like baseball?
I love baseball. I don't watch it regularly, but the Dodgers, my team, were in the World Series, so I watched the World Series. They lost terribly, got their asses handed to them. The one game they won, they just barely... Red Sox were just too fucking good this year. Red Sox were just too way good this year. They were so good. But honestly, the management over at the Dodgers need to fucking...
Okay, I'm not relating to this at all. 100%.
Yeah, no. But anyway, but the T-Mobile is doing a thing where every home run, they'll donate $10,000. And then for every tweet using the hashtag HR4HR...
HR4HR?
They would do $2 more. And so every time someone got a home run, I would tweet. Well, not every time, but I did it a couple times.
So it only works while the homer is happening.
No. I don't think so. No, it's
so
just
so you can
after.
Tweet that at all.
It's just after, I believe.
But isn't after?
Okay, here's where I'm at. I go on Twitter so infrequently that I'm struggling getting to my own fucking Twitter page
right
now.
You have no idea how to do
like,
it. You open the app.
No, I figured it out. But seriously, that's it. Okay, so I... Yeah, HR4HR. And my other tweets? None. I guess I deleted them.
You deleted your tweets?
Yeah.
So I had a Twitter since 2010, Elijah. 2010.
Wow.
That's older than most famous people.
Wow.
Then had a Twitter. And I had it when I was younger, and I used to post some cringeworthy shit.
Oh,
but I deleted everything.
That's, I know.
I went through a service that went through and deleted every post individually.
I cursed
like,
my
manually.
Former self for deleting stuff like that because I always want to go back and look. Like, my Facebook's a treasure trove.
No, oh, my. I have so many, like, random, like, images, like, LOL.
Or, like, reposts. My best Facebook status was, like, in 2011, and it was El Mario El Christmaso. Happy Christmas, everybody.
You think you're hilarious when you're 8 years old, you
God,
know?
Oh, my God, dude, I thought that shit was fucking funny.
I mean, when I was 13. Oh,
I was.
What happened? What happened during the break here? The small break is I got locked out of my Twitter account because I decided to put my age.
Oh.
I decided to put that I was.
That's right.
It's fucking crazy.
I remember that.
Hold on, let me stop this damn music. Listen,
fucking music.
Listen. All right, Shackleites. Oh man, it rolls off the tongue a little bit.
It rolls off the tongue
a little bit.
Shackleites, listen up.
All right, so don't put your birthday on Twitter if you created your account before you were 13, because they did the math.
they fucking ran the numbers.
So, I mean, I created in 2010. I was 12, like 12 and a half.
Sure.
It was October 2010, right?
Okay.
Whatever.
And
I'm like,
well,
you know,
I'll
put a birthday. So, you know.
Okay.
Right. I was.
It's like 12 and 3 months.
Okay. What? Okay. Shut the fuck up. Okay. So like, oh my God, cool, I'll put my birthday. You get some perks. Like you get like balloons when it's your birthday. It's whatever.
Sure, sure.
People can see when your birthday is. It's totally cool. So I had to put it on there. It's like, and it says, are you sure things on your account may change? And I'm like, I thought.
Nothing will change.
I thought for a second, it can't be. There's not that much stuff that can change. So I clicked it. And then the next, I refreshed my page. And all of a sudden, none of my tweets are there. And then I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh,
so I'm like,
God.
Oh, I'll just sign out or whatever. And then I sign back in and it says, oh, we need you to verify your account by sending a picture of your driver's license and a written and one of the things is like, if you made it when you were below 13, which they know I did, I have to get my parent. I'm 20
no
years old.
No fucking way.
I have to get my parent to sign.
You kind of heard that shift.
I had to get my parent to sign a consent form saying that they consented to me using an account under 13 in 2010.
Oh, my God.
And my mom
Holy
was like,
shit.
Why am I signing? I felt like I was giving my mom a permission slip, like, from...
Oh, my God. That's fucking awesome.
No, it's horrible. Now, and they said, oh, we don't keep any data. No, fuck you. You have my picture of my driver. The front and back.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, yeah. It's crazy. And they know
when Twitter goes rogue, you fucking regret that decision.
But now, hey, I have my account. And I made a backup account called Travis Fletcher _. And that was it.
Just in case. Because anyone needs your tweets, they can always go back to that account.
I mean, I use Twitter just to general look at stuff. So I went. What was the shitty part is I couldn't go to my account and see my followers to follow them. Or just to follow the people who I follow.
Mm.
So I was just guessing. I'm just like,
guessing.
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
Maybe this person. I have a different. I have a second Twitter account which does have some tweets on it. So here's the first one.
The real Elton John
from 12/19/17. Why don't you just ram me up the ass, at a Jeep Pie? It's quicker and easier than the democratic process. Fuck you.
At a Jeep Pie.
A Jeep Pie.
Oh, I
the FCC chairman.
Ah, yes, that guy. Oh, this is their net neutrality, huh?
Oh yeah, that was during that whole thing. I was, why don't you round me up the ass?
Oh my god, I had.
It's quicker and easier than the Democratic.
Do you know how on Reddit you can do a remind me bots? So I had a remind me bot for like a net neutrality thing. Someone said that like people are gonna have to pay for tiers of internet. Like
sure,
net neutrality is gone. There's no such thing as net neutrality.
Which is very true. That's
but the infrastructure for this like tier system that's already exists in like Sweden and China or whatever.
Right,
it hasn't happened here yet. And I got a notification from remind me bot saying, "Oh, remind me in a year, 365 days," and nothing's changed. So. That's interesting, and I wonder when that will it ever happen.
Who benefited? About for like 2,000 years from now, I think. It was like as a joke. A bunch of people were doing it, so we'll see if I ever get that email.
Yeah, no, you won't. You won't. Or someone says they're going to kill themselves, and like a bunch of people said, "Remind me in 24 hours." So dehumanizing.
That's terrible.
It's just like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. Remind me, bot. Remind me in 24 hours.
That's fucking terrible.
See if you're dead.
You
have another. You don't have another. Would you rather? We're out of stuff. We're out of
no,
content.
No, no, no. I was gonna. I have a couple more tweets
here. We're out of content.
From 9/11. What the fuck is wrong with me? This is what I was thinking on 9/11 in 2017.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just a
9/11 at 420.
What the fuck is wrong with me? Okay.
I'm sorry, Shackleites, that the audio is all fucked up because we can't get this shit right. I'm getting...
Okay, quoted. Here's another one of my great tweets.
All right.
I straight up don't understand the concept behind Build-A-Bear workshops.
It's slave labor. That's what. Hold on. Let's. Can you go to the bottom of your tweets, or do you have to scroll? Oh, I did a poll.
No, I'm just scrolling, I guess.
Oh my god, I'm not gonna scroll all the way to the bottom. Fuck that shit. I have too much good shit. I follow Collision Shack on Twitter to get some dank memes. I'm gonna be posting on that regularly. Just as like a general like, you know how like do you follow Adult Swim?
I know. I'm gonna copy. I retweeted all of Undecided Maybe's tweets.
Oh my god! I think I canceled that service, or is it still going? No, it's not. Undecided Maybe's still going. I see it every fucking day.
No way! Oh, it's just doing auto generated ones.
Yeah, dude. It's no.
What the fuck it is? Yes, it is. Nah, what? One says Monday, October 29th, 2018 at 6 p.m. It said it.
What's the at tag for that? I created a like a little program.
At Undecided Maybe.
At Undecided Maybe.
But now it says EX:1532-1. That's the name.
Oh. Oh, right, because I named it to experiment that.
I can never make up my mind. That is one thing I am sure of. # undecided. Monday, baby. Gonna eat somewhere, but wait, I don't know where.
Oh, shit.
That was 15 minutes ago.
Oh, God.
45 minutes ago? Nah. Two hours ago? Okay, I think I've come to a decision. Wait, no.
Oh, shit. This is a good meme. Oh,
and one goes, wait, no. This is pretty fucking funny.
Wait.
Monday, colon, no.
Okay, hold on.
Good afternoon, question mark? It's 12. Good afternoon?
All right, so there's another Twitter bot I created called, look it up. It's called @remindersbasic. And it's literally a bot that is designed to just make your Twitter feed. You know like how like Twitter can get really fucked up really quick, how you can just feel like super... you know, like into yourself and just feel like really
sad. No, because I don't use it.
So I decided to make... Oh, that's not a good fucking... So I decided... Hold on, let's fade that out. So I decided to make Reminder Basic at Reminder Basic. The name
help
of it is
Help me
called...
help you by blessing your timeline every day.
So it's a bot that tweets frequently, and it just reminds you to know you're beautiful, to remember to take a breath. Everything around you is, you know, it's just reminders that these things are, you know, it's like drink some water, you're beautiful. But it's supposed to be like, hi there, like is the name. And then it's like, you're beautiful. Like, hi there, you're beautiful. Hi there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I gotcha.
Like, hi there, beautiful. Or hi there, drink some water.
Drink some water.
Yeah, so go follow @reminder
bless
basic.
Bless you.
Cool. Bless you.
I remember everything online is the perfect version of that thing. Nothing's perfect. Jesus Christ. Do you come up, are these bespoke Travis tweets?
So these are, I type these tweets, but they repeat every week. And which is a flaw that I'm working out. So I'm compiling 365 tweets or sayings that I'm just going to run every year. So, I mean, by the time it's next year, it's going to be fucking new. But, like, every year.
But also, you tweet, like, at least 12 times a day.
No.
You're going to tweet once a day?
On this? Yeah, once a day.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's, like, once a day. But every week, it's the same thing on Friday at 2 p.m. Or sometimes there's two things a day.
Right,
like drink water a little bit more frequently.
Drink water. You
so there's only two followers. I think one is myself, and the other is now you. Okay.
No, there's three.
There's you.
There was two.
My friend Brooke, Shout out to Brooke and myself.
So, I feel like you should just do switch it to just remind people to drink water.
Just drink water.
So
drink
every
water,
day,
drink water. Drink water, please. Please drink water. Please conserve the water you
paid
drink.
For by the Advocates for Drinking Water.
All right. Well, I think. Do you think this is a good?
We have one more. Would you rather?
Do we really?
I only did two.
Hit me up.
I only did fucking two of them.
I gotta fill. Let's do a different one.
Down. Nah. Okay. Wait. Hold on.
Which one do you think we should do?
Do the one all the way to the all the way to your right.
Is it good?
Hold on. Yeah, this is pretty good. Hanging round downtown by myself, and I had too much caffeine, and I was sucking on my dink, and then there she was. Yeah. Oh, no. Here it is. Would you rather have the power to create clones of yourself or have the power of a shapeshifter? The clones have basic emotions and are completely loyal and also speak in the third person.
Travis hungry.
Exactly.
What? That is an interesting...
Okay, this guy, I like that this guy keeps adding him. He goes, your limit is 300, also 50% of them will be female. So you're going to get female clones of yourself?
Oh my God.
That's weird.
So wait, no.
That's not a clone then.
So is it a clone, but I don't get to decide the gender? You just gotta.
Yeah, it's random.
So what happens after I make the clone? Do I have to dispose? Will it get old with me?
Yeah, I feel like it's a meseeks type of thing once they've fulfilled their
purpose.
It's left ambiguous in the question, so I think we can come up with that.
Okay, so let's decide that they just disappear after a finite amount of time. 24 hours.
How about they? You have to murder them. And then they disappear.
Oh, like there's no blood. It's
like,
just
they'll disappear, but you have to murder yourself.
But they feel everything.
Yes. Oh, yes. And there's a theory of the afterlife that whatever your last feeling / emotion is, that's what you become for the infinity of time. Okay? And basically that emotion of yourself, that's what you feel forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's them. That's their existence. The very last thing they feel when they die is what they feel for the entirety of time.
So if you let's set them down to relax and get them all happy and then just stab them in the forehead?
No, they feel the stab.
So how do you kill them without hurting them?
You can't.
Oh, so everyone's in perpetual pain when they die. It's perpetual.
Even if
you die like peacefully in your bed, you feel like the heart attack forever.
I suppose, yes.
That sucks ass.
That does suck ass. And then the power of I'd have to say shape-shifting.
Okay, shape-shifting into anything, like the power of bucket.
Anything, yes. Bucket, a beautiful woman. I mean, anything.
Shape-shift into a much more muscular version of me.
No, but that, exactly. Like, shape-shift my dick into a giant 12-inch dick.
Right, yeah. So, like no, you're not shape-shifting your dick. You're shape-shifting your entire body, but with a big dick.
Well, exactly.
Let's make the rule it has to exist.
So not any... Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
You can't
sense.
Create an item. You have to be, I want to be a stapler, or I want to
be... Oh, okay, so you can't just make... But
you can. You can make something, right? You can create it, but it has to be functionally useful. Like, if you want to become a new fancy pencil that has never existed, you have to create the pencil first and be like, I want to be that, and then be it.
Interesting.
So, like, you can't become... You have to see it, and then everything else filled in, like all the mechanical.
Okay.
So you want to be?
I'd go shapeshifter still.
Yeah.
Because clones, they can do stuff, but I don't need more of me.
Okay, but if there was
I'm
a girl version
useless
of me,
enough.
I would have sex for the rest of my life, or have things done. You would just be like, hey, hey Travis. Yes, I'm Travis. Yes, Travis, I'm Travis. Hey, can you just go take that test?
Why don't they speak
do
like
they have,
you?
Do they have
why do they have a gruff voice
for the girls?
Hey, Elijah.
Yes, Elijah. Yes, Lish.
No, I mean, like,
yeah,
okay.
That's true though. You could that would be very convenient. Oh my god, I just want to sit and watch the game. Okay, I don't watch games. I'm not
the
a sports
series?
Person in any way,
maybe.
Shape, or form. Maybe I'm writing something on guitar and I'm trying to really figure out how to. Oh man, I gotta go. Okay, clone Elijah, you go out with my girlfriend. But and then she breaks
what?
Up with me for clone Elijah.
But then it dies after. But.
And then I'm trying to go kill the clone, so it disappears. And so they have to. It's a movie.
Oh my god!
That is a great
dramatic
movie
action. I'll write it down. Shackleites.
Hey, TM.
Hey, yo, T the fuck M, dude.
That fucking bit is technically I'm stealing it.
What?
That TM.
Of course you are. The last.
I mean, I wasn't trying to. It just came to me. But
episode 10 is actually the entire. You haven't listened to it. Well, I just listened to it throughout the course of the day, and it's literally we don't tell an original joke. What? Really? Everything is just referencing a Vine or John Mulaney. Or
John Mulaney.
Like, it's so classic 2016 Travis and Elijah. At least my fucking
good tastes.
Yeah. He's a funny dude, dude.
In fact, there's a whole stand-up special of material that my former self didn't have the access to. Oh, my God. So.
What is the one thing that you would like to share that's big enough that's changed within the last 2 years?
In my life?
Yes, in your life.
I mean, I have glasses now, but I don't
have Okay, that happened like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. And like, I don't really need general. Them. I've been doing this bit. This is a completely visual bit, but I've been doing this to my mom. I'll be like,
Elijah's asleep.
Right.
Elijah takes off his glasses.
My girlfriend does not think that's funny at all.
Elijah takes off his glasses and then now he's like cross-eyed.
But what I would think, what I imagine is that like I would do it to strangers and be like they're trying to show me something on their laptop and I'm like, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I can't really see that. Let me take a. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that totally makes sense to me.
That's
fucking
brilliant. And they look nice on you.
Thanks.
I think they actually make you kind of more like presentable as a person. It kind of counteracts the hair.
I got a pretty
hair.
Rough edge on me. I'm not easy to look at, so I think maybe the glasses will help.
Yeah, if you want to see what Elijah looks, go to Collision Shack on Instagram.
Go to giantpiece of shit.com.
ChasFletcher.com/Collision Shack.
Don't go there, please. That has to be like some sort of
giantpiece of shit.com.
Maybe that's right. One thing that I have always loved that, and I'm going to say it here, my brother and me is that.
They have a new brother.
And,
it's a baby.
No. Justin does this. This is more of his bit. Is like when they come up with a joke, they'll register the domain for the joke.
Justin has released
40 domains now that he's registered.
I mean, it's so cheap. It's like $10 a year.
Exactly. But it's hilarious.
But think about bill.
Yeah, he has to pay him every fucking year.
So I have $400 of unused domains. You know, one of those might become lucrative. Like, you might be the next Apple.com and you get paid for it.
They have stuff like
people do that.
Dadbod.com. They have...
That's great.
They have... would you... Oh, not would you rather. It's a... what is it? It's like who vapes?
Who vapes?
Or which one vapes? Which one vapes? Which one vapes? And someone
we
else...
We don't...
That website actually exists now. Someone made
we
it.
We need to... You know what the website we don't have is collisionshack.com, which I
Do
need
not,
to register.
We should register that.
It's not. No one has it. And if this gets released I register it, I'm gonna be so sorry. But like,
yeah,
that's what we just use travelslash.com/collisionshack for right now. And that link, if in the future is no longer operational, it'll just forward to thecollisionshack.com where
you can
submit your questions or answers or say, fuck you, stop doing this shit. No one likes it. You're terrible. And if you want, please drop us a like on Instagram.
Well, I was going to say, I think we're getting pretty close to the end here.
Yeah, no. So what I was going to do is just, are you going to do you have the list?
Yeah,
the
I got stuff.
All right, yeah,
thank
cool.
you all so much for listening.
Great.
This, I'm not sure how this turned out.
Honestly, I think it's a good start.
How often am I slurring my words still?
No, I think the fact that we can actually hear ourselves clearly,
maybe it's just subconsciously.
I think you're just staying close to the microphone because before you would just slowly walk away and then you would just like disappear.
Let me tell you what, my ADD.
Self-diagnosed. We have a Collision Shack YouTube channel which we can no longer access. it's the mysterious missing Google. episode 8, which is episode 8's not on the list because it. If look at the behind the scenes for episode 8 on Collision Shack on YouTube.
Is
and
that
you know,
the one where I did the shot of
no? It's where
underwater?
You're laying down on the ground the entire time.
Oh my God! What was I doing
I don't know.
That day?
And it was and then you get to see how fat I looked, and I didn't have short hair, and
I
had braces, and
look
I had braces.
So much better now.
I am a fucking hunk,
oh my God!
Dude.
You lost the weight, you grew out your hair, you took off the braces.
A lot of shit happened.
And I'm
nothing's
still over
changed
here
for Elijah.
Hey, glasses.
The glasses. Hey. I kind of want to have sex with you more now.
Well, not
more
that,
than I
not
did
that you,
before.
Not that you didn't before.
It was very little before, but now it's a little bit more. I still won't though.
Yeah, I'll get you.
Not
one day.
Officially.
I'm slowly picking away at your psyche. Well, we want to thank you all for listening. Please follow us at the Collision Shack on Twitter, or follow Travis Fletcher at Travis Fletcher.
Yep.
Or follow me if you just want to support. I mean, I guess if for some in some stroke of luck this show actually gained a following, I'd probably start tweeting. I guess regularly. Social media is just not my thing. I never keep up with any social.
I just like to be funny, or try to be funny at least.
Well, I'm at Elijah Joseph with an F.
Joseph
with an F M. Elijah Joseph M.
Uh-huh.
Collision Shack on YouTube.
Nice.
Almost.
Collision Shack on YouTube. It's we're gonna try to get access to it.
We'll figure that
it's
out.
It's because I forgot the password because I haven't signed in for 2 fucking years. And then I guess to add to that is the at Collision Shack on Instagram.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
I'm gonna be posting, you know, just like general reposty stuff. Just kidding. I'm gonna post like just behind the scenes, whatever's relevant. If we say, hey, we saw this really cool picture of this a bat, and then I'm gonna post that picture of the bat on there or whatever.
Okay.
And then Twitter, follow it if you just want random tweets of really cool shit.
If you'd like to give us a fucking, drop us a line, tell us to fuck off.
Yeah.
Tell us to fuck on.
Fuck.
That's travisflesher.com/collisionshack.
Right.
collisionshack@gmail.com.
If you don't know how to spell my name or Elijah's name, look at the image.
Travis
to the podcast.
Fletcher is spelled exactly how Elijah Martin is too. It's exactly how it sounds.
Elijah Martin. Some people.
I'd like to thank Dave Shumka and the Screaming Eagles for the use of our theme song.
Woohoo.
Doo 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 doo. Oh, sorry. That's doo 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 doo.
No, it's do do right. Do do.
It's yes, do 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 do.
It's, yeah, it's doo doo.
Yeah, there you go.
And he gave us permission to actually use it, and I'm very appreciated. And all this extra stuff is actually by Kevin McLeod. Literally everything else is Kevin McLeod. Yeah, it's just like he's a pretty cool guy. He creates like free music all the time.
I know that name.
Yeah, it's incompetech.com. It's like every YouTuber you type in royalty free music.
Yeah,
right at the top. Incompetech.com. Okay.
That makes sense.
And then it's just a plugging him. I mean, he creates the most of it's really annoying, but like it's free.
It
makes you wonder what he does for a living.
I mean, you know what else is free? Love Me Do by the Beatles. That's public domain, baby.
You know what's? Oh, it's 70. It's past 70 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Do you know, fun fact, did you know that it used to be 50 years, and then in order for Disney to keep the rights to Mickey Mouse, they made legislation change it to 75 years.
And they probably now...
And now 75 years is coming up, and guess what? They're going to get another... It's going to be 100 years for a copyright.
That's retarded.
They do that so they can keep the copyright on Mickey Mouse, because as soon as that's done, they have no control over the entirety of Disneyland, essentially. You can take pictures, repost them, whatever.
That's sick.
So it's gonna be 100 years now soon, the copyright law.
100 years.
Does that mean the Beatles song will go back into copyright?
I suppose. I don't know.
Probably not.
Well, I guess the White Album, I guess, is probably, the White Album is their 1968.
This is why you need to listen all the way to the end, because you never know what kind of content you're gonna get after
we're
Beatles.
We're trying to close up. Well, anyway, thank you all for listening.
I love you.
I've been Elijah Martin.
And I've been Travis Fletcher. Oh shit.
Fucked it up.
Hold on. I don't know how do we normally do this? Oh we okay, continue.
It's because we
did it and then this played. This was not playing over. We didn't have like an over.
Yeah, I always say. Well anyway. I've been Elijah Martin. And thank you guys for listening.
Fuck off. One more time.
I've been Elijah Martin.
And I'm
thank you guys fuck. For listening.
One more time.
I've been Elijah Martin.
And I'm Travis
thank
Fletcher.
Thank you guys for listening.
I hate you. Okay. I'm gonna end it now.
He was Travis Fletcher.
I'm Travis Fletcher.
Butts.
Butts.
Let me tell you what.